This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday American aid to Ukraine will keep flowing for now as he sought to reassure allies of continued U.S. financial support for the war effort. Congress voted late Saturday to avert a government shutdown by passing a short-term funding package that dropped assistance for Ukraine in the fight against Russia.
It's good news for the American people because the government will not shut down and a needless crisis will have been averted, saving millions of Americans needless pain.
Both the House of Representatives and the Senate overwhelmingly approved the stopgap measure. Serbia is denying reports of a troop buildup near Kosovo, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić is rejecting U.S. and EU reports of a military buildup along the country's border with Kosovo. In the wake of rising tension in the Balkan region after a recent deadly shootout, Vučić says reports of increased military presence are untrue, complaining of a campaign of lies against his country. Kosovo's government says it's monitoring Serbian military presence from three different directions and is urging its neighbor to pull back troops and demilitarize the border area. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says its warplanes carried out raids on suspected Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq following a suicide attack on a government building in the Turkish capital. A ministry statement said Sunday some 20 targets of the Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, were destroyed in the aerial operation, including caves and cave shelters and depots. Earlier, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near the entrance of the Interior Ministry, injuring two police officers. This is VOA News. The fire that swept through a crowded wedding hall last week in northern Iraq, killing more than 100 people, is being blamed on local officials and gross negligence, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
On Sunday, Iraq's interior minister announced that investigators are blaming the blaze in Hamdaniya on gross negligence and lack of safety measures, the latest in a series of similar incidents in recent years, all said to be caused by negligence, lax regulation, and corruption. This fire was accidental and unintentional, according to the government report, which said 900 people had been allowed into a building designed to hold only 400. Flammable decorations also made the fire spread more quickly, said the interior minister, and people became trapped by exit doors that were too small.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Nigeria on Sunday announced a temporary wage increase for government workers, a three-month income subsidy for 15 million poor households, and a pause in a value-added tax on diesel as the government sought to prevent an indefinite strike in 2 days. After meeting with the government on Sunday, unions will on Monday take the proposals to their affiliates, who will decide whether to press on with the strike or suspend it, the president of the largest labor federation told reporters. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter turned 99 years old on Sunday and was celebrated at a party in Atlanta. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
The video comes from the Carter Center, which also had an online social media campaign for people to send birthday greetings to the former president, who was born in 1924. Some participants remember him for helping low-income and minority Americans. Older Americans say history has proven Carter right on controversial decisions like not attacking Iran in an effort to free American hostages. And younger voters are praising Carter's emphasis on the environment. The former president has battled a series of health issues and is on home hospice care, while his wife Rosalind has dementia. So the two had plans for just a quiet birthday party at their Plains, Georgia home. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN Security Council is scheduling a vote for Monday on a resolution that would authorize a one-year deployment of an international force to help Haiti quell a surge in gang violence and restore security so the troubled Caribbean nation can hold long-delayed elections. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.